A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, I'm John Jackson and welcome to the TalkSport Daily podcast. Of course, we begin today with Thomas Tuchel's Chelsea winning the Super Cup in Belfast after they beat Villarreal on penalties to add to the Champions League they won last season. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
It's gone to penalties. They brought on Kepa, which is a strange decision in my opinion. But
he was a bit
baffled.
It was weird, considering Sarri was going to bring him off for penalties.
And I just
put Caballero.
I look at Kepa and I don't know. I might be completely wrong, but Mendy for me just looks like a bigger stature keeper. He's got Kepa on.
Big decision.
But Chelsea have won the Super Cup. Kepa, Arifa Balaga, the hero, as his teammates in blue shirts descend on the substitute goalkeeper.
That right there for me is why Thomas Tuchel is a world-class manager. Made a big decision, a massive decision, to take off Mendy, to put Kepa on, and that is why he wins trophies.
Warning, this vehicle is reversing.
He's had the cojones to actually change the two goalkeepers. Jamie was surprised. I was surprised because Mendy had actually been playing well. But that would have been a thought process that he'd had and thought, actually, no, I'm going to trust you, Kepa.
But everybody knows why we're doing this, and this is how it should be. And thanks to the support and the bit of luck Kepa could show and prove the quality.
He saved two. He got close to a third as well. That means that Thomas Tuchel is 100% right of what he did. And managers are like players. The top managers probably get, 80, 85% of their decisions right. That's what the top managers do.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, same situation. Last season, European Cup final, left De Gea on when Henderson was a brilliant shot stopper and they get beat.
David De Gea has to score this. He's saved by the diving Ronnie Darby to his left-hand side.
That right there is why Manchester United are not going to win trophies with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Romelu Lukaku jetted into London yesterday to complete his £97.5 million transfer to the Blues from Inter Milan. Belgian manager Roberto Martinez exclusively told Jim White that Lukaku is a far more complete player now than he was in his last spell in the Premier League.
There is probably that aspect that you cannot really measure in football, which is the maturity. And that's probably the biggest difference in the last 16, 18 months. I would say that Romelu Lukaku now is not just a goal scorer, is an exceptional goal scorer. And that's always been his DNA and his exceptional quality. Now is a player that he can affect others, that he can really have a big influence in both boxes, not just in the attacking sense. And he's taking his game into a very different level, which is that level of doing anything that is possible to win games and win titles.
Romelu Lukaku from the penalty spot, his 30th goal in his last 26 internationals.
PSG president Nasser Al-Khelaifi claims Lionel Messi joining their club is an historic day for football. Theo Walcott will tell us what it's like to come up against Messi. We'll get the take of Simon Jordan. Watch out. Former PSG star David Ginola will discuss Maurizio Pochettino's embarrassment of riches. But first, here is the president of the club himself.
This is amazing and historic day for the club, for the football world. It is a fantastic moment for us. With Leo, he makes the football magic beautiful, and he's a winner.
What a load of old cobblers. The reasons why he's gone to PSG is because they're the only ones big enough in the room to write checks out. Well, ultimately, PSG are the ones that stepped up to the table and suggested that they'll pay this ridiculous, obscene amount of money for a footballer. Yes, okay, I understand there's no transferring value in place, so that will also manifest an opportunity for the salary. But when you've got a £50 million salary for a footballer at this stage in his career, this isn't him going to PSG because it's a football project. It's him going to PSG because he can swap like for like economically.
Well, is this the moment? Because here goes Messi. He gets his shot away. And there is the moment.
We managed to get the best player in the world, even at 34. From my point of view, I mean, it's just the fact that how Pochettino is going to manage to play alongside Mbappe, Neymar, Lionel Messi, all those players are very talented. But, you know, you are dealing with big egos.
Mbappe! Hat-trick Mbappe! 4-1 PSG!
The dressing room is very important. And if you want to win trophies, you know more than me that you win trophies in the dressing room. And if you manage to get the dressing room right, I mean, you get trophies at the end. But it's going to be tough.
I'm quite sad that we actually haven't been able to see him in the Premier League. For him to come to the Premier League would have just been just the icing on the cake, I feel. But it's, you know, we're going to enjoy him at PSG, and I'm sure at some point he's going to face some English teams. One thing I have with him, I remember actually he had a corner and he went to go get it, and he sort of faked, I think, please do not try and go past me and take the mickey out of it. And he managed to just pass it back, so I was quite happy I did my job.
Harry Kane's future at Tottenham has still yet to be resolved, with a move to Manchester City being heavily rumoured. Former Spurs midfielder Chris Waddle will tell us why he has sympathy for the England captain, but this is Trevor Sinclair, who's unsure that Kane is actually the right man for the job.
Manchester City need a striker, because I don't think Jesus is the one that we thought he was. I'm not so sure. I'm not sure he's the right man, I'll be honest. I'm not sure. I think if you get what we've seen at Tottenham, and that completely repeats itself, what he does at Manchester City, then yeah, he'd be great at Manchester City. But I'm not sure you're going to get that.
And Harry Kane has done it! In the 88th minute, he scores his 150th Premier League goal.
For Harry Kane, is a very simple question. He said, would I want to stay at the club and make Spurs great? That's another question. It's a huge task for Daniel Levy, because the fans are waiting for the decision, and hopefully the decision will be for Harry Kane to stay at the club, because if you want to win trophies, you need to keep the best players, invest in other players to build a stronger team. And you need to do that with Harry Kane. He's the captain. He's one of the main figures, one of the best strikers in the world. And because of that, you need to keep Harry Kane happy at the club. And for that, you have to spend money. And this is very simple, actually.
And Harry Kane back in the side, back among the goals.
I can understand his frustration, as most Tottenham fans do get frustrated, because they always seem to get there nearly and you think, this is it, and it never happens. And then it doesn't just fade away slightly, where you think, next year, it sort of disappears. People forget Tottenham are a selling club. They find talent, and when the price comes, they sell them. And they find another piece of talent. So to sustain a serious challenge at the top four is always going to be difficult, because their players get sold.
Jack Grealish joined Aston Villa aged just 6 years old, but he was signed by Manchester City for a British record £100 million last week, in case you were living under a rock. His former teammate John McGinn told TalkSport that the squad must now work together to fill the Jack-shaped void.
Around the goalkeeper, and Jack Grealish finally has a goal for Aston Villa here this season.
There's a number of us where we have to step forward and take on more responsibility. I think when Jack was out for a spell last season, we didn't do it enough. We're certainly more than capable, but we didn't show it enough. And we were probably quite rightly towards the end of the season tagged as a one-man team. But like Christian touched on in his statement online, he said that we can't replace Jack with an individual. For example, myself, we had to prepare in a number of areas, and I feel as if we have strengthened our squad massively. Some big, big signings.
Southampton Football Club can confirm it has accepted an offer from Aston Villa for striker Danny Ings.
Players like Leon Bailey, Danny Ings, Emi Bendia, who, if you said 2 years ago to me that they would be my teammates in a Villa shirt, I'd have probably laughed at you. So the progression is clear to see. We've hit a little bit of a bump in the road with Jack leaving, but we're still excited. We're going to have a really fruitful season, and we'll certainly have our goals and assists a lot more spread out the pitch rather than a single area.
Chief Executive of the Premier League, Richard Masters, has been speaking with our very own Sam Matterface at a Premier League launch event. Masters outlined what the Premier League are doing to fight racism.
Well, I think we've been very clear that discrimination, anti-discrimination, is a big priority for us and from the clubs. And it should not be part of a Premier League footballer's life to have to accept online racial abuse or any form of systematic abuse, frankly. So we really won't tolerate it inside our grounds or online. We want to do all we can to minimise that and to hopefully resolve it once and for all. We're going to need the help of other people. So this year, for example, the three new things happening goes on top of our No Room for Racism action plan we published earlier in the year. First of all, if you are caught using discriminatory abuse, then you won't just be banned from your own club, you'll be banned from all Premier League clubs. And that's something which is new, and it also includes social media abuse as well. We're working with stewards, we've got fans back, we're giving them extra training, specific training to deal with some of these incidents should they happen. And finally, through our fans fund, we're working with a fans group, we want to put in place new educative tools so that people can understand the impact of racial abuse, discriminatory abuse on the people that it's aimed at. And hopefully those three things and everything else that we're doing will over time start to resolve some of these issues.
Some pretty worrying news if you're a cricket fan. Stuart Broad has been ruled out for the rest of England's Test series with India. A scan revealed he picked up a calf tear while warming up for the second match at Lord's, which gets underway today. And just to make things worse, James Anderson is also a doubt with a quad niggle. There'll be updates throughout the day, of course, on TalkSport. And in the absence of Broad, batsman Johnny Bairstow hopes he can step up and bowl a few overs. No, just kidding, don't want to see that. He's going to show some leadership as one of the senior players instead. God, don't let Johnny bowl, come on.
I think that the experiences that I've had are able to hopefully help. So, yeah, absolutely. I think Emma mentioned the stuff at the Welsh Fire, the leadership down there and taking on that leadership role within the Welsh Fire, which I thoroughly enjoyed and really relished. So, absolutely, it's going to be a great test for everyone.
That really is a hard, hard hit of a cricket ball by Johnny Bairstow.
There's a heck of a lot of experience that shall potentially be missed if Jimmy and Brodie do play, but... And like I alluded to earlier, it's extremely exciting for someone to come in and step up.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. You'll need the TalkSport app as game day returns this Saturday. The first match of the Premier League season exclusive to TalkSport is Manchester United versus Leeds United at 12:30 on Saturday. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Stay safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.